This is Sheila Hamill and Andrew Ridgwick with New Day Dawning. Welcome to the programme and thank you for joining us on Radio South Tyneside, your caring community radio.
I'm getting ready for a new day dawning. I'm getting ready for a brand new morning. Packing my bags for a heavenly journey. I can't wait to be there. No, I can't wait to be there.
Have you ever felt your mind tossing and turning like a wild, restless sea, especially in the night hours? Today we hear how Jesus encounters a man whose whole life was caught up in the middle of what we might call a perfect storm. So we begin our programme today with a traditional hymn, reshaped by the influences of culture and time, so this group say. They are Koine, singing Jesus Calls Us O'er the Tumult.
Jesus calls us o'er the tumult of our life's wild, restless sea. Day by day his voice invites us, saying, Christian, follow.
Some of you may already be familiar with today's gospel story, which is set in the region of the Gerasenes. It can be found in both Luke and Mark's accounts. Here's the first part of it from Luke's Gospel, chapter 8, beginning to read at verse 26. They sailed to the region of the Gerasenes, which is across the lake from Galilee. When Jesus stepped ashore, he was met by a demon-possessed man from the town. For a long time this man had not worn clothes, or lived in a house, but had lived in the tombs. When he saw Jesus, he cried out and fell at his feet, shouting at the top of his voice, "What do you want with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I beg you, don't torture me." For Jesus had commanded the impure spirit to come out of the man. Many times it had seized him, and though he was chained hand and foot and kept under guard, he had broken his chains and had been driven by the demon into solitary places. Jesus asked him, "What is your name?" "Legion," he replied, because many demons had gone into him. And they begged Jesus repeatedly not to order them to go into the abyss. Aled Jones sings this next song alongside a recording he once made as a child. It's so beautiful. "Dear Lord and Father of Mankind." It's asking God to forgive us for our foolish ways.
Dear Lord and Father of mankind, forgive our foolish ways. Reclothe us in our rightful mind, in pure lives thy service find, in deeper reverence raise, in deeper reverence
raise. In simple trust, like grace, who would
Crowds flocked to Jesus, and many people with all different kinds of illnesses were made whole. But the healing of this particular person who called himself Legion was far more dramatic than usual and very scary for those who looked on. The gospel writer describes him as being possessed by demons. The more liberal theologians today would naturally want to question to what extent Jesus used rather than believed the ideas of his age. But the record says this man was made whole after Jesus drove out what was in him when he prayed for him. So how did Jesus and his disciples first react when this man leapt out at them as they came ashore? He was naked and a real force to be reckoned with. Many people would have run a mile from him. Broken chains hung from him, and he'd been running wild, night and day screaming. But Jesus calmly stood his ground. So it makes me wonder if the madman was shocked himself that someone was actually stretching out hands towards him, meeting him in his need, rather than running away. This man's condition was a very rare and violent form of mental illness, not to be associated with more common forms of stresses of the mind today. In the distant past, all afflictions of the mind would have been all lumped together with patients being committed to asylums, having to face much inhuman medical treatment. Any form of mental illness is understandable in the stressful world we live in today, and it's very frightening for people who experience it. One patient I knew described her fears on entering a psychiatric ward as an emotional roller coaster. She feared everything and everyone. She feared the unknown, the isolation, the possible violence of other patients. She worried about the sort of treatment that might be used on her, and she bemoaned her lack of freedom. What she hadn't realized was that there were so many intelligent, interesting patients in there from a huge variety of backgrounds with mental health issues. And she discovered that anyone at all can suffer from what she was going through at some time in their lives, and that she was not alone. Also, she hadn't realized how supportive and witty the hospital staff could be. She valued the coping strategies they suggested. She hadn't realized that there were many places available that people could go to for help. There you are, our wonderful NHS, long may it continue. Where would we be without it? Our next hymn has this to say, "Other refuge have I none, hangs my helpless soul on thee. Leave, oh, leave me not alone, still support and comfort me. All my trust on thee is stayed, all my help from thee I bring. Cover my defenceless head with the shadow of your wing." In it, Alla Jones sings another song for us, and one verse is in Welsh, and that verse I've just read to you is the one that is sung in Welsh, a beautiful verse. There are some songs like this one, even though they're sung in a different language to ours, still manage somehow to speak deep into our hearts.
Let me to thy bosom fly, while the gathering waters roar, while the tempest still is high. Hide me, O my Saviour, hide, till the storm of life.
Oh,
Now, there are far better minds more qualified to speak to you about mental illness than mine. I can only say from a personal perspective that after my third pregnancy in the early 80s, I experienced an all-time low with postnatal depression. I was exhausted looking after three young children and became full of self-doubt. Everyone around me seemed so much more clever and confident. They had things to say, things to share, and they led more exciting lives. And I had become Nappy Woman. It was at this lowest point in my life that songwriting began. One day in prayer, I imagined I was struggling in the sea when a rope came down from heaven, and I just knew I had to hold on to that rope or go under. It was as if God was saying to me through it that this rope represented his love for me and also the love of those around me who cared about me. And I just had to hold on to this love and not let go. It took me a long while to get back to full strength, of course, and for my tears to all dry up. But this image helped me so much along the way. And this period became very creative for me, a very creative time. The songs I began writing were like stars shining in the darkness. You know, I've got my guitar in the studio today, and I'm going to sing some of that song for you this morning. It's certainly one of the first songs I ever wrote. Hold on to love, don't let it go. You may feel discouraged and your spirits sink so low, but there's a gift so precious. You must never let it go. You must hold on to love.
Hold on to love, don't let it go. You may feel discouraged and your spirits sink so low, but there's a gift so precious, you must never let it go. You must hold on. Discouraged, the good outweighs the bad. Fill your mind with laughter, don't let your soul be sad. And hold on to love, don't let it go. You may feel discouraged and your spirit sinks so low, but there's a gift so precious, you must never let it go. You must hold on, hold on to love. Bear in mind the good times and the happiness you've known. Set aside black yesterdays, for through them you have grown. And hold on to love, don't let it go. You may feel discouraged and your spirit sinks so low, but there's a gift so precious, you must never let it go. You must hold on, hold on to love.
I believe that what Jesus offered in today's story was not only deliverance, but the hand of friendship and the gift of love to this man in the tombs. Jesus made time for him and let him know help was at hand. Someone cared for this man when it seemed that no one else did, and his chains fell off. My chains fell off, my heart was free, I rose, went forth and followed thee. These are words from our next hymn, which was always my own grandparents' absolute favourite hymn. In it, there's a sense of someone emerging from a dark and dank prison into light and a wonderful freedom, leaving their fetters and chains behind. and Can It Be here from Songs of Praise. A famous psychiatrist called Karl Menninger said that if he could convince his patients in psychiatric hospitals that they were forgiven, 75% of them could walk out the next day. I suppose there's something of the restless mind in each one of us, and until we look into the eyes of Jesus and accept his offer of love and free forgiveness, then our turmoil will never be stilled completely. Our story ends today with the townsfolk in the Gerasenes area who see a miracle has taken place before their eyes. The man they once feared is sitting now fully clothed and sane in front of their eyes. But rather than rejoice in his deliverance, they're more concerned that the herd of pigs has drowned in the process. They're afraid and they beg Jesus to leave the area and go on his way. Jesus has disrupted their routine and disturbed their comfortable lives. The man who was healed wants to follow Jesus and become a disciple, but Jesus instructs him to stay put. For he, in his healed state, would witness to God's mercy far more powerfully among his own people than any of his own disciples could. Here was a dramatic and convincing visual aid, if ever there was one. You know, we're all called to blossom where God plants us. May I read you a poem of encouragement, though, if you're feeling low today. It's by Neil Painter. May you never become cynical. May you never become jaded. May you never lose heart. May you never let the so-and-sos get you down. May you never lose faith. May you see light and good in everyone. May you remain open to wonder and mystery. May you stand firm in the assault of the powers, shielded with the armour of God and also a good sense of humour. And may you stay rooted in hope. And here's also a special prayer, beautiful prayer for you, in song, sung by Northumbria Community. Today they're singing this prayer and the blessing at the end. And it's called "This Is My Prayer for You."
May the Father of life pour out his grace on you. May you feel his hand in everything you do. And be strengthened by the things he brings you through. This is my prayer for you. May the Son of God be Lord in all your ways. May he shepherd you the length of all your days. And in your heart may he receive the praise. This is my prayer for you. And despite how simple it may sound, I pray his grace will abound and motivate everything you do. And may the fullness of his life be shared through you. May his Spirit comfort you, make you strong. May he discipline you gently when you're wrong. And in your heart may he give you his song. This is my prayer for you.
Been listening to Sheila Hummel and Andrew Ridgwick with New Day Dawning, and we must say goodbye for now, but hopefully you'll tune in again next Sunday. I leave you with a beautiful blessing and song by Northumbria Community. And just could we say goodbye to you, Andrew,
my Hi, everyone.
Technical assistant there, and myself. And this song says, may your life in this world be a happy one. Bye for now.
May your life in this world be a happy one.
May the sun be warm and may the skies be blue.
May each storm that comes your way clear the air for a brighter day.
May the saints and Saviour watch over you.
May your life in this world be a happy one.
May the sun be warm and may the skies be blue.
May each storm that comes your way clear the air for a brighter day.
May the saints and Savior watch over you.
As you make your way in this old world of ours, as you see the beauty of the morning dew, as you smell the summer flowers, and as you pass away the hours, may the saints and Savior watch over you.
With your friends and your family, as you feel the warmth and love they have for you, as you see the wars and hate that others radiate, may the saints and saviors